This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money. Get moving at realestateagentsitrust.com.
Glenn Beck,
The Blaze Radio Network.
Let's talk about Dugan. This is really important. Jason Batrill is a guy who has worked with me. How many years have we worked together, Jason?
Five.
5 years. And Jason is former military intel and has been there at some critical interrogations and things that you might have read about. He has seen it all, and we have had a long relationship of trying to put things together. Jason was instrumental in forming the theory that we came up with on Benghazi. Remember, within, 2 days, we had our theory that they were running guns through the safe house in Benghazi. They were going through Turkey on a ship, and they were going down to these new people that we thought would be worse than Al-Qaeda, and they have turned into ISIS. That's what we said 2 days after Benghazi, and that all has turned out to be exactly right. That was something that Jason was very instrumental in piecing together with me. So Jason and I have been very concerned about a guy named Alexander Dugan. Dugan and what is happening right now with the DNC emails, WikiLeaks has just come out and said that there are more emails that are coming. Let's start with Dugan. He's calling for people who are far worse than Hitler, in his own words, correct? Yep. To rise up all around the world. He, through Putin and the Russian government, are funding these far, far right fascist radicals all around the world. And we don't believe that Donald Trump is involved in this at all. We don't think that he even knows who Dugan is. I don't think even Hillary Clinton knows who Dugan is. I don't think some of our own people know who Dugan is, and they should. But he's a close advisor to Putin and is pushing for the reunification of Russia, and he pushed Putin into Crimea and everything else. Tell me what he's just said in a speech that gives you some real firm belief that this is through Dugan, what's coming from WikiLeaks, and how they're trying to influence our election and trying to get Donald Trump elected.
Do you want to read the entire quote or the entire...
Not the whole speech, but the whole that pertinent...
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The crazy apocalyptic quote first?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so this is Dugan speaking. He's been given a keynote speech. He's been traveling the world, basically laying his theory, which is called the fourth political theory, the fourth turning.
Okay. And he is a guy who believes that he sounds like one of the mullahs in Iran because he believes chaos has to come, and out of chaos will come the strong men. So he is pushing for violence in the streets.
Now listen to this. While I read this, just think to yourself, this is the man that's informing Putin on his foreign policy now. Just think about that. As this gathering begins, we must be thinking about the future and the questions that face a revolutionary struggle in the very lair of the Antichrist. We are looking not for easy answers, but hard questions. It is not enough to hopefully expect the apocalypse. It is not enough to convince ourselves that the enemy will just collapse. We must prepare ourselves with a serious study of the eternal tradition of revolution, and we must kindle the burning fire of passion and will that is the very life force of her eternal return. We must prepare her way. We must prepare ourselves as her secret army. Now, he then goes on and he quotes who we've now outed as and how the media is finally starting to come to grips with, Julian Assange.
Kind of. They are not tying this together because I think the media is trying to carry the water for Hillary Clinton, and they're not really curious enough to actually do their homework. They're just trying to make sure that everyone knows that it's somehow or another Russia doing this, because they're angry. Putin is angry at her for saying that he had a rigged election the last time he ran for president. That has nothing to do with it. This is what he is doing. They want to control the world. Putin sees himself and Russia, a reunified Russia, an empire of Russia, as the leader of the world. And they are planting chaos to be able to have like-minded oligarchs and fascists all over the world.
So this is Dugin. He finishes off by quoting Julian Assange. She says, "To radically shift regime behavior, we must think clearly and boldly, for if we have learned anything, it is that regimes do not want to be changed. We must think beyond those who have gone before us and discover technological changes that embolden us with ways to act in which our forebears could not." To understand Dugin, we really have to figure out what the geopolitics and foreign policy is behind the behavior we're now seeing from the Russians. Now, this goes back, I'll go even back as far as the first Clinton. Now, their animosity with the Clintons goes way back. But this starts right during the Kosovo era. And we completely just said, look, Russia was in tatters. They had just, you know, survived a civil war. They were trying to rebuild. We completely turned our back on them and said, look, we don't need you. We don't care if you're worried about Serbia. And we don't care if you care that Kosovo is now splitting apart. We don't care. We're doing this all on our own. That severely pissed off Putin and the Russians. Now, fast forward to 2002. We completely abandoned the 1972 anti-ballistic missiles defense treaty. We opted out of it. We started working on ballistic missile defense. At that point, the Russians said, okay, enough is enough. We long for the days of the Cold War. That was the day when there was a strategic, you know, balance of power throughout Europe and the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. We were at peace because there was a balance of power. We were willing to play your game. It was a grand game, but we all felt safer during that time. Well, now once we started, you know, disrupting mutually assured destruction and their strategic nuclear weapons, they said, okay, we have to figure something else out. We continued to work on it. We said, forget it, do what you want to do. They said they were going to continue to work on their own types of weapons if we continued with it. We said, screw it, you know, you guys do what you want to do. So we continued. In 2007, this was getting close to being put online, the ballistic missile defense. Putin went to Munich in a security conference and he said, look, we have our own weapon. If you put this online, which was scheduled to go online around 2015, it actually went online, I think, last month or 2 months ago. But if you continue to do this, we are going to strike back with our weapon. Now, the media was like, oh, whoa, they're saying they have some crazy new technological nuclear weapon that's going to get through.
We were thinking some sort of, this might be a Star Wars kind of weapon.
Exactly.
Right.
But he said asymmetrical weapons. That's what he said. This is the time, enter Dugin. Alexander Dugin came in and was like, look, I've got some things going on here. This is a, you know, alleged conversation, obviously. But he's like, I got some other things going on. We obviously can't keep up with the technological and economic might of the United States. We tried that in the Cold War. Didn't work for us. We have to try something different. So what they decided to do was Dugin's theory of revolution, of creating revolution and thinking of asymmetrical ways to go into places and disrupt. He said, go into Georgia. Take two breakaway regions, South Ossetia and Abkhazia. Putin did it. Did exactly what Dugin told him to do. Then he set his sights on Ukraine. He set his sights on Crimea, said, go and take Crimea. He did it. Then he said, we have to go in and do something about these far right and even far left groups within Europe and upend the European Union and then move on to NATO. They did it. As of last year, we've lost count. We've got a chart of these. We've lost count of all the millions and millions of dollars that have gone to all these different far right movements within Europe. Now they're doing it, the same thing within the United States. These asymmetrical weapons, WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, Snowden, all of this stuff started happening right before we put off or we brought online our anti-ballistic missile shield. This is a specific counter to that. Now, you won't find Trump doesn't know this. He has no idea about this stuff.
Listen to what he said. Listen to what he said over the weekend. Here's Donald Trump over the weekend with George Stephanopoulos on Putin.
You softened the GOP platform on Ukraine. I wasn't involved in that. Honestly,
your
I was not
were.
Involved. Yeah, I was not involved in that. I'd have to take a look at it, but I was not involved.
Do you know
in
what
that.
They did?
They softened it, I heard, but I was not involved. They took away the part of the platform calling for provision of lethal weapons to Ukraine to defend themselves. Why is that a good idea?
I have my own ideas. He's not going into Ukraine, okay? Just so you understand. He's not going to go into Ukraine.
He's already there.
All right, you can mark it down, you can put it down, you can take it anywhere
you want.
Well,
he's already there, isn't he?
Okay, well, he's there in a certain way, but I'm not there. You have Obama there. And frankly, that whole part of the world is a mess under Obama, with all the strength that you're talking about and all of the power of NATO and all of this. In the meantime, he's going away. He takes Crimea. He's sort of, I mean...
But you said you might recognize that.
I'm going to take a look at it. But, you know, the people of Crimea, from what I've heard, would rather be with Russia than where they were. And you have to look
the
at that
people,
also.
Okay, stop.
Now, that was
the people of Ukraine rose up in revolution and kicked their president out because he was buddy-buddy with Russia. These are pro-Russian people that are being brought in and have been brought in during the Cold War to populate these countries with former Russians. So it's a very complex thing. And you're talking to either former Russians or Russian operatives in the Ukraine that do that. The people of the Ukraine, the actual Ukrainians, are standing up against this. But it is important that you understand that this is what Trump just said about NATO is exactly what Putin wants. He wants a weakening of the European Union. He wants a weakening of NATO. He wants a guy who is stirring things up, causing problems, causing conflict. Dugin is looking for people all over the world that are causing hatred, division, and revolution to fester and grow. It is critical that you understand that. Otherwise, you're going to be played. You're going to be played. And we will. Any doubt in your mind that we are headed for World War III?
No. I mean, really, it's a given.
Borders are going to be redrawn. And the evil of the 1930s is returning to the world quickly.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
In the next 19 seconds, you could sell your home. Okay, it's not going to sell your home, I mean this, but you're going to take a big step toward getting it sold. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and find an agent selected by my team, a professional who shares your values and speaks the truth. Sell your home fast and for the most money.